Welcome to Money Life. We have a special guest for you today, and we're going to jump right in there. Johnny McCoy is a longtime friend of our ministry. She's the best-selling author of Miserly Moms, Living Well on Less in a Tough Economy. She's considered an expert on shopping and frugal living, and I'm sure I have your attention now, and you're going to love meeting Johnny McCoy. Johnny, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me, Chuck. It is a pleasure to be back.
Well, you have an interesting journey, Johnny. You had quite the career going out in the Silicon Valley and then decided it was time to come home and made a plan for that transition. Tell us about your experience of leaving the career and coming home.
Well, I had a career that I loved dearly and was paid well for. I made 55% of our joint income, worked at Apple Computer Incorporated. But the Lord started tugging on my heart and saying, I really want you to focus on raising the children. That's your new career for now. And I said, that's a nice plan, but I make more than half, so, you know, I'm not really sure what you mean. So I dragged my feet for a couple of years and then finally just cried uncle and said, okay, let's do it. And so one day I quit, and there we were in the same house, same expenses, but 55% less income.
Now, Johnny, many people are totally identifying with you. They have that same desire. They don't know how they're going to do it. But surely you had a plan in mind to make it happen.
Well, in our budgeting ignorance at the time, we honestly thought the only way we could save money was to pay less mortgage. So our only plan was to move way out into the farmland, which would have been a two-hour commute each way for my husband. But we didn't really understand very much about budgeting. I had been raised in an affluent family overseas with world travel and servants, so I knew nothing about living frugally. And we just had been enjoying two incomes. We'd been married for 5 years before we had children, and we were both working, so we just were kind of silly with our money. And so we didn't really have much of a plan other than pay less in mortgage. So we went ahead and put our house on the market and looked at a place out in the country. And at the last minute, I felt like I just couldn't do it. I didn't want to see my husband commuting 2 hours each way. I didn't like the smell of the cows out in the country. And I said, you know, I just can't do this.
Well, Johnny, I want to know the rest of the story, because it's an amazing journey that God took you on. And it's a journey that all of our listeners are going to benefit from. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Johnny McCoy.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth that'll last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. Our special guest today is Johnny McCoy, best-selling author of Miserly Moms, and I'm Chuck Bentley. Johnny, you were telling us how you transitioned out of the Silicon Valley and back home, and you just decided you weren't going to move to the country to make this happen. What'd you do next, Johnny?
We took a look at our finances and realized we needed to cut hundreds of dollars out of our spending every month if we were going to stay where we were. So we went ahead and decided that we would try to see if we could make this work. Now, my husband didn't believe it was possible, so he said, I'll give you 4 months to realize we do have to move after all. Well, I'm slightly competitive, so that was like raising the bar. The challenge had been set, and so I went off and running and learned how to be frugal in 4 months. I talked to every mom I knew. I read every book I could. I started a notebook on different ways I could find to save money. that notebook is actually what became the book Miserly Moms. People kept borrowing my notebook, and so we turned it into an actual book. But we did research on our budgets. We took a look at what was fixed in our budget and not movable, what was unfixed. We decided to take as much money out of the unfixed items in the budget to use to pay for those other items that we couldn't change. The largest unfixed item in most people's budget is groceries, so we spent a tremendous amount of time getting that down to minimal expense so we could take hundreds of dollars out of there and use it elsewhere.
Well, Johnny, I know when you talk about things that are that drastic, many people are thinking, well, were you starving? Did you no longer have any fun? This sounds terrible. But you also had a goal in mind to be sure that you were going to have fun doing this.
Yes, I totally believe that being frugal does not mean being frumpy. We had a lot of fun, and we looked at this as a challenge that we were all going to undertake. So we just found new ways to do everything for less or for free. We still did plenty of family outings and entertainment. We made sure that we did not act or dress or look or behave frumpy. It was a very fun challenge for us, and we got more satisfaction out of knowing that we completed it, we succeeded. We lived that way for many, many years, 12 years, I believe, before we finally moved out of that same house that we were living in. So we were able to accomplish something that gave us a great sense of accomplishment. And the fact we've been able to help others with that same wisdom is phenomenal.
You know, Johnny, you had a plan, and I call it a two-part plan, that you had a defensive plan to save money. That's going on the defensive plan. In other words, your income is going to drop drastically, so therefore your only option is to be defensive and fix your budget. But there's also another option when you come home from a career, and that's to have an offensive plan, meaning you're going to increase your income. And you also became a mompreneur, didn't you?
Yes, during the early part of our stay-at-home experience, I looked at trying to supplement our income as much as possible. So we took a look at different work-at-home options. And for the first time, I took a look at the cost of working and whether or not working at home or working out of the home was going to be cost effective for a family, because a lot of people don't realize there are many expenses involved. Whether you're working at an office and getting a regular paycheck or whether you're running a business out of your home, there are costs involved in that, and sometimes it may or may not be as profitable as you think it is. But we did try several work-at-home experiences during the early years of our journey.
Well, Johnny, you've written a great article about moms working from home, and you encourage other women to investigate this and to make a wise decision about it. But what kind of work is available to women who want to add to the family income but still have a life and be able to care for the children?
There are many different kinds of jobs. You can do a self-employed type of business where you have created some product or service that you are marketing yourself. You can be a consultant for another company, which is also, by the way, you are still considered self-employed, but another company does most of the marketing for you. Or you can arrange something with an employer to be able to work from home for them. There are many different opportunities for each of these. The best thing is for you to fully understand your skills, your personality, and by that I mean if you're an extremely shy person, it's going to be very difficult for you to go out and market, so maybe running your own business may not be as successful for you as being a consultant for someone else or bringing some kind of work home from an employer. But understanding your skills, your personality are very, very important, and also being very realistic with yourself about how much time do I really have at home to do this.
Well, Johnny, so many people want to do it, and the first thing they do is they start a web-based search of finding work-from-home opportunities, and they run into so many scams that they get discouraged. I get asked over and over and over again about different work-from-home opportunities, whether or not I know if they're a scam or not, and there's so many, I don't know many of them, whether they're scams or not. But how do you find a good work-from-home job opportunity these days and avoid those scams?
Well, the best thing is to actually try and arrange something with someone that you know locally, some employer you know locally that will trust you and be able to bring it home. That way you know who you're dealing with. But if you're on the internet and you're actually searching for some opportunity, you're right, it's a very dangerous place. I always recommend people avoid anything that requires them to pay in to a company, to join a company, to purchase some kind of kit to get started. Those are usually scams. Looking for whether or not they're going to pay you a salary or a commission based on what you sell or make. That's also usually a red flag. Do they want you to have any equipment that you need to purchase or already own? Those that claim great riches and successes, $10,000 in the first month, claims like that, those are usually a fraud. You know, it really does take hard work and time to make money, no matter whether you work at home or in an office.
Well, Johnny, how do you go about finding those? You mentioned seeking a local employer and having a relationship with somebody you know. But let's say I'm at home right now, I'm listening to the program, I want to do something, but I don't know anybody to contact.
The best thing is when you're looking for a job, let's say you've moved into a new area or you're just looking for a job for the first time in years and you don't have those contacts, many times you can go to an interview and explain to them your situation and that you would like to try this from home and ask for a trial period. Often an employer will work with you, or they want you in the office for a couple of months to get to know you, see if you're trustworthy, what your work style is, and then they might be able to let you bring it home. Some jobs are already listed as something you can work from home. There are some corporations that have call centers that will set you up to have the calls forwarded to your home, and you can run your call center calls from home. There are different kinds of companies that are already set up and are looking for people who want to work from home.
Well, we've got to take a break, Johnny, but when we come back, I want to talk about more of these mompreneur opportunities, how to find a job working from home. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley with best-selling author Johnny McCoy. Johnny, you mentioned at the break that there are a couple of other key red flags that people looking for work-at-home opportunities need to be aware of. What were those, Johnny?
If a company also asks you for your bank number in order to pay you directly, that's another red flag that you've got a different kind of scam going on. Anytime that you are about to enter into a business that you don't know anything about, the best thing is to visit the Better Business Bureau online and the FTC.gov, which is the Federal Trade Commission, which has special pages dedicated to work-at-home scams.
Well, Johnny, we are privileged to broadcast all across the nation and now across the world. Many people are listening, and I know what they're thinking right now. I would like to follow the same path that Johnny has been on. So what advice do you give people to prepare for a work-at-home situation, to become a mompreneur?
Well, the best thing is to have some sort of a plan for what you want to do. What sort of service or product do you want to sell? How do you plan on marketing it? Do you have the time to be able to do it? And I recommend that people go and get a second opinion on their plan. There is a free service offered in most cities by a group called SCORE, which stands for the Service Corps of Retired Executives. And they have a special division for women entrepreneurs. They usually provide free consultation to take a look at your business plan. Are you charging enough? Are you going to make enough? Is this really viable or not? It's a very valuable service. The other thing is to be able to take an honest look as to how much it's going to cost to be able to run the business. Have you realized the expenses involved for things like supplies, childcare, self-employment tax, which runs over 15%. It's a very high expense that many people don't realize. Any transportation. Are you going to have to deliver your products? Do you have to commute? Any insurance you might need, special equipment, and advertising expenses. Often these add up to a lot more than we bring home, and we don't realize it because we see this check arrive for our product or services, and we think, wow, that's great, but we didn't realize how many other expenses we took into account. Also, the time away from your children is very important. Often most of us want to work at home because we want to be home with our children. I found that the kind of work I brought home required great concentration of uninterrupted time, and I only was finding it after the children went to bed or at nap time, which meant that it cut into other family time or I was up way late into the wee hours of the night. So being very aware of how much actual free time we have is a very important part of deciding whether or not you can work at home.
You know, Johnny, in your own experience, did you find that nice balance? I know you're doing a great job. If I think back to your own story, you're doing a great job being frugal, being on the defensive plan. When you implemented the offensive plan and decided to go to work, were you able to realistically contribute a net gain to the family bottom line, as well as have that balance in your family life?
In the beginning, the work-at-home experience was not profitable, and I stopped doing the work-at-home, and I spent those hours that I would have worked applying them to finding greater savings. So actually, I saved more in the beginning than I could have earned and brought home. Now, after a few years, I was able to find a work-at-home situation that did actually provide some profit for me, but it wasn't tremendous. It was basically enough for a little bit of the extras that we had done without for years, being able to maybe go out a little more or purchase some items that we had not been able to purchase for a while. But it was not a huge second income.
Well, Johnny, your personal decision, your journey to be a mompreneur started 20 years ago. As you look back on it, leaving your career, leaving a good job with Apple Computer, would you do it all over again the same way?
Yes, I would. It was an awesome journey for all of us. We all learned a tremendous amount about what is really important in life. We learned that there are many ways to make money and save money that a lot of people don't realize. And most of all, we got the greatest sense of commitment to each other and satisfaction that we were able to accomplish something together.
Johnny, how has your Christian faith made a difference in your own experience?
Our faith is really what fueled everything that we did, because we knew that what we had been given, whether it be things or money or this opportunity, had all been given to us by the Lord, and that this was a new perspective on all of those things. We had a greater appreciation for what we had and for what was most important in life, which was each other.
Hmm. Well, Johnny, I know the Lord's led you to write another book, a new book, called Healthy Meals for Less. What led to that book?
There were several people who were concerned that our budget was so frugal for food that we weren't eating healthy. And I wanted to show
them. Were they in the family or outside the family?
Mostly outside of the family.
Okay.
They thought that frugal food meant, you know, greasy, starchy food. And I wanted to dispel that myth and encourage others that you can eat healthy and frugal at the same time. So each recipe in the book has been tested by an outside test chef. It costs less than a dollar a serving, and each recipe has a nutritional chart to show you that it is a healthy, balanced meal.
So if I were to purchase the book, would I save money and get healthier, which allows me to save even more money?
Possibly.
Well, it sounds like a deal I couldn't refuse. How do people stay in touch with you, Johnny?
They can visit my website, which is miserlymoms.com, and they can contact me. There's plenty of free material and articles online.
Well, Johnny McCoy, best-selling author, mompreneur, and a great mom herself, thanks for being with us on Money Life today.
It was my pleasure, Chuck.
You've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll come back with some closing comments.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and what a great interview with Johnny McCoy. And if you want to visit her website, we've got that link at crown.org. You can find it in the related material for today's broadcast. And I know that you're going to want to pick up her books and learn all about how to live frugally in case the Lord is leading you to be a mompreneur. And you know, some of you may be wanting to come home by choice. Others of you may be forced to come home. Maybe you're losing your job. I know with over 60% of the workforce now in a two-income situation, there's been a lot of change going on in families. And one of the great options is to start a business at home. But I love the advice, the very sound, wise advice that you heard from Johnny. The first thing is to know your skills, your gifts, and your personal interests. I highly recommend that before you make that decision, that you take the Career Direct assessment. Our co-founder, Larry Burkett, developed it over 10 years ago. It is a robust, thorough tool to help you understand who you are, how God wired you, and what you're really, really interested in, and it will point you in the direction of a compatible career field. I just had coffee with a young man who was trying to make a decision about his future direction, and I'd ask him to do the same thing. He took the assessment, and then we sat down and went over it. The other advice that you learned from Johnny is that when you have a challenge with your finances, when there's going to be a major change, disruptive change, as she was going through, you can approach it from both sides of the coin. The defensive side is to become extremely frugal, managing everything that you have. And in her case, she was able to reduce their spending, stay in their same home, and reduce their spending by 50% in order to make it work. And all that in only a 4-month period of time. The other side is to take the offensive attack and grow your income. And as Johnny said, know what you want to do, know what you're gifted at doing, carefully study your options, know who you're dealing with, avoid all the fraud and scam out there, starting with local opportunities, people you can actually talk to in person, and then pick a job that you can achieve your goals with. You have to make enough money to justify all the hours that you don't think it's going to take, be able to balance your family, and have fun doing it. Now, that's a large order, but it is possible, and I would recommend that you add to those list of things to do a significant amount of time praying and getting godly counsel so that you know you're stepping out on sure footing. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on this journey with us. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for your financial support. I want to thank you for making it possible for us to reach around the United States and around the world to teach people the truth of God's glorious financial principles. Well, you've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back again next time.